This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. So today I had an amazing experience with a number of District 112 administrators, teachers, and students. We attended WE Day. WE Day is an inspirational event fueled by an educational initiative, WE Schools. If you have a chance, go to we.org, we.org. In this podcast episode, we're going to hear from Braeside Principal Joey Halperin, who brought the WE Day and WE Schools concept to North Shore School District 112. We're going to hear from Ravinia School Principal Courtney Nordstrom and teacher Debbie Miller. We're also going to hear from some students. I also recorded some clips from the founders of WE Day, sharing some shout-outs for amazing teachers like the amazing teachers we have here in North Shore School District 112. In order to go to WE Day, you have to have service learning. And we're so proud that we have service learning and philanthropy at all of our schools. And right now, both of our middle schools and several elementary schools are what we call WE Day schools, schools where the children participate in local service learning with a social justice focus that has a regional, national, and global impact, input, and outreach. I'm so proud to be the superintendent of schools here in North Shore School District 112, and I hope that you learn a little bit more about WE Day today with this podcast. And then at one of our upcoming board meetings, there's going to be a student presentation and teacher presentation on WE Day as well. Thanks so much for listening to Lighthouse 112, one of many sources of information about North Shore School District 112. I'm here today with Principal Joey Halperin from Braeside Elementary School. Joey, good afternoon, and thank you for spending a few minutes with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Joey, you are credited with bringing WE Day to North Shore School District 112, and after having visited the WE Day Illinois experience and event this morning at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, I'm beyond inspired and excited, and I was hoping that you would share with me and with our listeners why we brought WE Day here and what motivated you.
Well, like many great ideas in education, the motivation came from the kids and from teachers that had the idea and brought it to me. In working with kids at Braeside over the years, we had a really strong foundation for service learning and service activities. You think about the traditional Thanksgiving canned food drive, the gift drive around the holidays, things like that were all well and good within Braeside. When there was a natural disaster somewhere, we would do drives for blankets and things like that to send overseas or to wherever the disaster was. But what we were trying to do was to amp up the way the school tended to teaching kids about service and tie it more closely to their lives, themselves as individuals, their community, but then also to the greater world, because all the service entities, the canned food drive, is really about hunger and poverty. And we wanted to make sure that those bigger elements were being taught to the children so they had a fuller understanding about what they were doing. WE School was a great conduit for us to do that because it provided us an ability to do the activities we were doing, but also attach learning to those activities and research to those activities, as well as gave us the support from the WE organization to bring in speakers for the kids to celebrate our activities and our service, and also bring in different players to broaden our ideas to the school while we were on the clock with kids. And it was just an opportunity that we couldn't pass up.
Well, Joey, I can't thank you enough. First off, your incredible leadership and your advocacy for student voice and teacher voice should be applauded, and I'm really proud to acknowledge it and share it with you here as your superintendent. I also know that you know You've basically paid it forward by creating opportunities for the children to have authentic social justice service learning and for the teachers to be creative and empowered to pursue it. One of your teachers, Susan Ozawa, was actually called out and acknowledged today by the Chicago Public Schools Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Janice Jackson, while Dr. Jackson was on stage. And it made all of us from the entire district team so proud to have Brayside called out, to have Mrs. Ozawa called out, and to have your students acknowledged, that I'm just really happy to share that, let you know. And I was so proud to see five other schools either had children there today or had a principal and teacher there checking out We Day, really because of the seeds you planted. And often you don't realize the value of your leadership. And I'm just happy to share with you, Joey, that your inspiration and your empowerment of others is really making a difference, not only at Brayside and not only in North Shore 112, but for the entire We community and for the entire world. So good work, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, and looking forward to more opportunities to let it grow and blossom and for kids to be their best selves and best contributors to their communities.
Joey, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being part of Lighthouse 112. Have a fantastic day, and we'll look forward to seeing other great work from you, the teachers, and the students at Brayside.
Thank you, Dr. Lupefeld.
The story of the founders who created We Day are as exciting and as inspiring as the last 24 years worth of incredible service around the world. Briefly, one of the founders, Craig, they're brothers, Craig and Mark. Craig was 12 years old in seventh grade social studies in Canada, where he's from, and they were learning about child labor. And he was so moved and so upset and sort of called to arms as a 12-year-old that he and a group of his friends really, at that point in their lives and in their young careers, with the help and inspiration of a teacher, they created what is now We Day and the We School movement. So in this podcast episode, I have two separate segments. One that you're about to hear of Craig and Mark speaking to the whole crowd. Following that, you're going to hear some of our incredible students who are there, student voices about what We Day means to them and why they were there. Following that, you'll hear from one of our teachers, Debbie Miller, our principal at Ravinia, Courtney Nordstrom. And then before the closing segment, our founders from We Day, Mark and Craig, are giving a general shout out, a thank you to teachers. This is Staff Appreciation Week in Illinois, and we're very proud of our teachers, our nurses, our educational support staff, and everybody who works on behalf of children. Thanks again for listening to Lighthouse 112.
How many likes you have, or somebody following you on Instagram, or the size of your streak on Snapchat. No. It's about something far more important.
Now we want to share some causes that you've heard about on the stage, and we're going to ask you to really think about this. If a friend reaches out to you because they need help, maybe they're being bullied, or maybe they're experiencing a mental health need for support, if you are willing to commit publicly to be that friend, that person they can turn to, then we want you to show that commitment and please stand now.
Wow, thank you. Young people and families here right at home are struggling every single day. Things like hunger, if you are willing to help change lives with campaigns like We Scare Hunger, collecting food for local food banks. If you're willing to help on the hunger issue, can we ask you to raise a hand? Well done.
Thank you for making that pledge. And if you're willing to take action, not only in your own school and in America, but even around the world, if you're willing to reach out to those and help provide education, clean water, food security, opportunity, then we want you to make that commitment by making some noise! Thank you.
Because you're not only simply adults awaiting, no, the world needs you to act today. Surrounded by thousands, look around, of like-minded individuals. Imagine if we accomplish, we can all come together. Please grab a seat.
So I'm here at We Day, Illinois, in Rosemont. It's We Day Chicago here in Rosemont. and I've got some of our amazing North Shore School District 112 students. So right now we're going to get a little student voice about what is WE Day and or what they're learning today and or what they did to get here. So who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Lucas. I'm from Ravinia School and I'm in fifth grade. Here at WE Day, we learn a lot about leadership, and there's awesome singers and awesome lessons. To get here, we sold Rafiki bracelets and much more.
Thank you, Lucas, very much. Hi.
Hi, I'm Nate. I'm in fifth grade at Ravinia School. And at WE Day, you do learn a lot of lessons, but you also learn how you can help the community. And we got here by selling Rafiki bracelets.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hi.
Hi, I'm Evan. I am in fifth grade like the others, and I go to Ravinia Elementary School. And at WE Day, we're learning sort of lessons not to judge people. Mm-hmm. And to be kind to others and to take leadership in things, and that you can do things that, like, I don't know, that you always thought you couldn't. And yeah.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi, I'm Jared. I go to Ravinia Elementary School and I'm in fifth grade. Here at WE Day was something I've never experienced before. It's something how to learn to be kind and you have no limits. It's something where I thought Bill Gates made his first computer at like 40 and he was 13 years old.
That's pretty impressive. Thank you.
Hi. My name's Francisco. I go to Ravinia School. I'm in fifth grade, and like we all did here, we sold Rafiki bracelets, and we donated to a food pantry, and here we learned a lot about leadership and how to help other people in need.
Wow! Thank you so much. All right, has everyone spoken who wants to? All right, thank you for sharing the student voice. In a minute, we're going to hear from one of the teachers and one of our principals about their experiences here at WE Day. We are with legendary teacher Debbie Miller from Ravinia School and inspiring principal Courtney Nordstrom from Ravinia School. Thank you for helping supervise and chaperone these amazing students. Tell us, what are your experiences with WE Day?
So Ravinia started with WE Day this year, and it's been a phenomenal experience for both students and staff. We've had a variety of programs at the local level as well as at the global level. We've sold Rafiki bracelets that has helped women from South Africa with water, education, health initiatives, food, and we've also helped our local pantry and everything in between. It's been a great experience. We have a great bunch of students, and we're so excited to be part of WE Day.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Miller. Really appreciate your leadership as well. Hello, Principal Nordstrom.
Good afternoon.
Tell me and tell our listeners, what does WE Day mean to you as the principal of Ravinia Elementary School?
I think WE Day has really given our students a strong voice in our building. I think students are one of our most underutilized resources at times. And so this program has really enabled them to have a voice in the way that we serve our community, both locally and globally, as well as other initiatives throughout the year. They've helped figure out how we're going to celebrate successes and celebrate positive student achievement, positive student behaviors. But WE Day specifically, the initiatives that we've undertaken have allowed them to come together and lead the school and educate them about things like food insecurities in our own neighborhood. So it's been a really positive experience, and to see them celebrated here today at WE Day Illinois has been amazing.
I am really proud of you and your amazing leadership. Thank you for supporting the students and opportunities like this. Wow, what a great place to inspire, innovate, and engage. And before we close this episode of Lighthouse 112, I'm going to share another segment from the founders of WE Day, thanking teachers.
We believe so deeply in WE schools to empower educators with the service learning resources to make all of this come alive in the classrooms. So we know that none of this would happen without these incredible superheroes who 5 days a week do incredible work to help support you to achieve all of your goals. So students, please give your teacher a giant standing ovation!
thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.